Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we know that Shavuot is synonymous with milk products, with cheesecakes. And for many of us who, I don't know, I'm definitely not lactose intolerant, but I'm just generally intolerant. And I guess that's the question we're going to ask Dr. Daniel Israel. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Are a high percentage of Jews lactose intolerant or just generally intolerant?
Generally intolerant.
Okay, that's what I thought. We didn't really need this interview. We just could say we're intolerant, right?
Yeah, end of the story.
Yeah, that was a short interview.
In seriousness, no, there isn't a... I don't think there's a propensity of Jewish people to be lactose intolerant, but the truth is that being lactose intolerant is a problem that is definitely been up in the world in the last, in former years or decades. Mm. And Jewish community is no exception to that.
So is that, you know, I blame Hyrox people because they're all now drinking, no, don't laugh, Mukundi, they're all drinking almond milk. Now, it's oat milk, it's almond milk. The less we drink, the less lactose, I mean, what came first? Are we moving in that direction?
I blame the gym, all the gym guys, because they spend their lives drinking whey protein shakes and the way with milk, and all the milk that they drink has made their body unable to make enough lactose to let them process the lactose.
Okay, so I have no idea if you're even joking or not. Let's break this down. I mean, are we seeing an increase in it, or are we becoming less able to cope with milk products because we might be having less?
So lactose intolerance is a function of the lactase produced in the small intestine. Lactase is an enzyme that helps you to break up the natural sugar found in milk and dairy products called lactose. But the point is that what the world has experienced a lot in terms of recurrent infections, poor lifestyle, etc., has made people what we call relatively lactose intolerant. In other words, you don't have to be, yes, lactose intolerant 100% or no. And it's not a milk allergy where you would, you know, like someone who's a milk allergy, if they have milk, they mount a massive response. They literally are not making enough of this chemical in their small intestine to make them digested properly, in which case they get things like bloating, cramps, diarrhea, nausea, etc. And we're seeing that with the recurrent use of antibiotics, the destruction of the, we don't have to go into this now, but the microbiome of the stomach, poor eating, etc., and probably an overuse of lactose at times. Patients are relatively lactose intolerant.
So, and when people say, well, in fact, I'm one of these that I can drink milk. I have no issue with milk. But if you give me something that is a pasta with cream in it, I can't cope with it. Does that mean, is that just because it's too rich, or is that a sensitivity to that amount of lactose?
Yeah, so it's not about quality, it's about quantity, but it's almost like taking, I mean, we know, like if you you can tell me one day how you make milk and butter, et cetera, but at least seemingly it's a higher concentration of this burden. So when you whack your bowel with a high concentration of a lactose burden, you will take strain. Well, I mean, what's interesting is that you can get tablets, which you never used to be able to get in previous years. You know, I remember when I was a kid, people getting it from America.
Yes,
but now it's available
in
discounts, etc., called lactase, which actually helps you to digest the lactose better. And maybe for people who need to do the Shavuot story, they also need to and struggle from this, they should try some lactose before meals.
I mean, I've seen milk, lactose-free milk. What is that?
So it's milk where they've actually removed that protein. We know that enzymes break down proteins. Lactase is the body's enzyme that breaks down the lactose in the milk, and you can actually get that removed. What I don't know is whether you can make cheesecake etc. out of lactose free milk.
I've got no idea. Okay, so let's for everybody listening, going into Shavuot, it's a couple of days where we know we're going to have milk-focused meals, often because people are having them. They go very overboard, and we land up with tiramisus and cheesecakes and all sorts of other wonderful things. What is the best way to manage this?
So let's talk in the normal context here. So not someone who's specifically lactose intolerant, because that's obviously a medical thing. But I think that the body is used to a certain amount of fiber, which is really important. And what often happens in these type of meals is they're very carbohydrate rich and dairy rich. And therefore, that your stomach gets packed with high rich lactose containing with wheat. And by the way, wheat is the second thing that people have the most intolerance to. So it's a perfect storm for not feeling good after the meal. So I would say pace the meal, these meals we know go on and on for hours. Mm-hmm. So pace the eating over the hours and make sure that you're mixing the lactose with the salads or, high fiber foods as well. And protein. I mean, we're used to protein. We know protein is the most important, and that's why, they're always the little pointers of if you're catering one of these meals, you would want to anyway, but have fish with it so that you are not just packing the stomach with rich dairy.
That is very sound advice, Dr. Daniel Israel. Thank you as always. Wishing you a Chag Sameach and a Shabbat a Shalom.